English with Hit Songs, New Edition. Unit 1. Warm Up. 1.
Gone.
2.
Wherever.
3.
Lifetime.
4.
Hold to.
5.
Last.
6.
Let go.
7.
Distance.
Example. Listen and repeat the sentences. 1.
Let's keep in touch.
2.
Tell us all about it.
3.
I'll come in a minute.
4.
I'm not sure about it.
5.
Come on in.
Check. Listen and fill in the blanks. 1.
I hope it'll work out fine.
2.
Come on. It's pretty warm in here.
3.
Be sure to come back in an hour.
4.
I found many holes here and there.
5.
I'm your friend. You can count on me anytime.
Listening Challenge, Part 1. Listen and choose the statement that best describes the picture. 1. A.
He is wearing a tie.
B.
He is wearing glasses.
C.
He is putting on a hat.
D.
He wears a beard.
Two. A.
The plane is flying above the clouds.
B.
The plane is at an airport.
C.
A lot of people are watching the plane.
D.
The plane is taking off.
Part 2. Listen and choose the best response. 3.
How often do you play soccer?
A.
Soccer is my favorite sport.
B.
About twice a month.
C.
I play it very well.
Four.
Can you tell me where the bank is?
A.
It's next to the supermarket.
B.
Yes, it closes at 3.
C.
Yes, I can tell you about the industry.
Five.
Do you mind if I sit here?
A.
Yes, please sit down.
B.
I've had something on my mind.
C.
No, go right ahead.
Part 3. Listen to the conversations and choose the best answer. 6.
Our president is planning to open a branch in Chicago, isn't he?
Really? I didn't know that.
Mike said it'll definitely happen, and one of us will be transferred there.
Seven. You don't look well. What's the matter?
I have a headache. It really hurts.
You should take some medication.
Let's read.
A clearly Canadian identity. Although Celine Dion now sings mostly in English, her early success came in her native language, French. Celine was born in 1968 into a large but poor French-speaking family. She barely spoke English until she began attending English classes in her 20s. She recorded her first English language album, Unison, in 1990, and since then has recorded mostly in English. There is no doubt, however, that her identity remains very much that of a French Canadian. She is not alone. Nationally, an estimated 28% of Canadians speak French, and the number is rapidly growing. Apart from the French speakers, another 18% of Canadians have a mother tongue other than English. The Canadian government encourages such multiculturalism. Their policy offers immigrants the opportunity to maintain their own culture. This is a little different from the USA, which has traditionally been seen as a melting pot society. In a melting pot society, national identities are mixed and blended until they become American. Canada hopes to create a patchwork society in which different cultures find acceptance, support, and respect. Canada welcomes and supports minority groups. This has become one way for Canadians to create their own identity, by being proud of what they are. Another way of creating their identity is to show that they are different from others, especially Americans. Canadians are rarely happy to be mistaken for Americans. Anyone who doubts this needs only to look at the backpacks of many Canadian travelers. They almost always display a Canadian flag, the easily recognized maple leaf.